Teresa Gleason worked in a local not-for-profit organization for almost 9 years. When she found out about the CEO's retirement, she left the organization to create her own public relations company, and Gleason wanted a new workplace with a gallery in it.
I wanted to go to work in a place that was super inspiring to me, without really any background in art or art management or art history. I said, I'm going to give it a try.
In 2015, she opened her public relations firm and the little gallery in Venson. And she started having monthly shows there. Her husband is the co-owner, and the little gallery later became Ming Toy Gallery. Even though it looks like a toy gallery from the outside, the new name has a special meaning to Gleason and her family.
We love toys, but we're not a toy gallery. Name is Ming Toy. My husband's grandparents opened one of the first Chinese restaurants in Omaha, and it was called the Ming Toy Cafe. It was located at that 45th and Military location. We just kind of liked the symmetry and paying homage to his family, and it was kind of in the neighborhood. Actually, Ming Toy, we've looked it up. Supposedly, it means daughter of happiness.
She planned to do this challenging project for at least 1 year. With the challenges of COVID-19, the gallery moved to the Blackstone District for some time to ease the economic situation. Things improved last year, and the gallery, together with the PR firm, is back in downtown Benson, in a more spacious place. To all this, there's an element that mostly drives Gleason to continue with the gallery.
Oh, I'm awed by artists, and there's so much talent in Omaha. Amazing. And when I worked at Omaha by Design, I had the opportunity to work with local artists on a series of different public art projects that really kind of put that in the back of my head. And my grandfather was an artist, not trained, but did beautiful watercolors. So I'm kind of living the dream.
Last month, Ming Toy Gallery had its first show at its new location in conjunction with Benson First Friday. On March 3rd, they started the exhibition Rural Roots, Paths, Roads, and Highways Traveled by local artist Denise Levy. On the next Arts Today, we speak to Denise about her career and her first solo exhibition of rural Nebraska landscapes. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriela Escalera.